what's happening, Anchor Nation. This is Michael Adams from MichaelAdamsMedia.com. I want to thank everybody out there who's listening here at Anchor.fm and on iTunes or Google Play, wherever you're listening to. I'm glad you decided to listen in. Today I wanted to hit on the subject of how much it's important in your life to actually love what it is you're doing. So many people go out there in hopes that they can make a lot of money or whatever it is at doing something. And most of the time they have no care for what they're doing. They pretty much just want to make money. And I think that sets up for disaster. I don't think you're ever going to live a full, fulfilled life sitting around doing something you absolutely hate. I mean, yeah, you might make a lot of money doing something, but I mean, does it really matter? I mean, what's the difference in some guy who sits there and works at McDonald's and hates every second of it and somebody who's also in sales or something like that who absolutely hates their job, but they make lots of money? Well, the only difference is one makes a lot of money and one doesn't. I truly don't believe you're going to find happiness in doing something that you hate just to make money. I think it's overly thought of as being the ultimate happiness, but the truth is, I think it's bullcrap. Many a times, these people who are doing that, you know, when you see them in person, you see that they're happy with their life and stuff because they put on a good persona. You know, it's that filtration system that we also use, like on social media and stuff like that, where we sit there and try to make it look like our life so much better. One thing I learned when I was young, too, and it was the ability to read. I have this amazing ability to be able to read people and what they really are saying and be pretty accurate at it. So, I mean, I can usually tell from an instance when I talk to people where exactly their life is, no matter what their words are that's coming out of their mouth. So, I mean, that's pretty much where it put me of understanding that these people weren't really as happy as they wanted to pretend to be. But the point is, I think if you don't have passion, you don't have drive for what it is you love, you're never going to be really, really able to give your 100% full potential. I mean, yes, if money is what you strive to do, then it's possible that you could reach strong potentials and bring in lots of money. But I think the problem with that is money becomes such a when you're living your life in this kind of manner, money becomes such of like an addiction, sort of like drugs or alcohol or something. You need more and more in order to feed that hunger. I think, you know, if you're sitting here making $100,000 a year, you feel good, but you really want 150, and then you get 150, you really want 250, and so the addiction goes. But I think the biggest problem is you're still trying to fill that empty void inside, and I think that comes from doing stuff that you totally dislike in your life. I mean, I just really don't understand the point in putting in your entire existence of life into a whole bunch of things you hate doing. I mean, of course, we all have to do stuff we hate. I personally dislike having to do social media. I love the interaction that I have to do, that I get to do with people. But since I've started this in November, I started all this social media stuff and wanted to get online. The one thing I don't like is having to come off peddling. I don't like to come off selling. I like to come off and have conversations with people. But from what I've learned in social media, there's not a lot of socializing going on in social media. And see, to me, I love the interaction with the people. But I don't love the whole process of what time should I post? How often should I post? What hashtags should I use? I don't really like that particular part of the system. I also don't like the fact that I should just, like in social media, I don't like the fact that I should just post just to stay on everybody's tongue or in everybody's back of their heads. I believe in only posting really when I have a lot of value to offer people. And of course, like I said, we all have to do stuff. It's stuff that we're doing that we don't like. Maybe we have to go to a meeting or something like that, and we hate going to the meetings, but it's detrimental to being able to do what we love or do what we like. Those things aren't what I'm talking about. Everybody's going to have those. It doesn't matter what it is you're doing in your life. You're going to have those moments that you just do not like doing. So my point being is, you're going to have moments in anything you do you don't like. You're going to have to get over that. That's just life in general. But I would so much rather be doing something that I disliked to get what would fulfill me later. And I think the biggest point in that is understanding that you got to be patient in order to get what it is you want in life doing whatever it is you love. So, I mean, like YouTube, like I am absolutely horrible at building a channel on YouTube. I've been doing it for like 2 or 3 months and I'm low on the spectrum of people viewing my videos. I'm horrible at that. I'm going to get better. But the point being is, you have to learn the process, and there's a lot of stuff you have to do, even though you don't like doing that per se. But the biggest thing is, this has all got an end game. I mean, not so much an end game as so much of a legacy towards me and what I hope to accomplish in helping people out in the world. Stuff like that. So if I have to bend over backwards and do a lot of stuff that I dislike, it's going to be worth it. But if you're sitting there doing a job that you absolutely hate, you absolutely don't believe in any of it that you're selling or doing, then I think it's just a pointless existence of your life. And I think if you went back and you looked at it and you said, is that money really that important in what I'm doing? You would find out that it probably isn't. And that's my point, because what we do is we fall in love with the instant gratification. We want something immediately. And usually when you're doing something that you love, it takes a while for people to understand why you're getting paid for this. I mean, you take an NFL player and you say, well, look at those NFL players. They get paid so much money. But we also go back in reverse. Look at how many years they have played this sport. And they didn't get paid anything. Everybody else was banking off them. The high schools were banking off of them. The colleges were banking off of them. But they didn't make a penny. But the thing was that kept them going and kept them doing it is they loved playing the game. And see, that's the key. But the greatest thing about doing what you love is money doesn't become the object. Okay? The purpose of why you're doing it is because this is your passion and this is what you love. The greatest thing about that is more reward comes with doing that. What I mean by that is, if you're doing a job that you absolutely hate and you have no passion for it, yeah, you can make some money. You can make a lot of money. But what if you loved what you're doing? What if you loved, let's say you're in real estate and you love selling, and you absolutely love selling houses. Are you going to sell more houses when you love doing it? Or are you going to sell more houses because you like to make money? I honestly have to say, anybody who disagrees with me, that's fine. But the point is, most of the time, the person who loves doing it is going to destroy the person who's doing it for money. That's just the way it is. It doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. The biggest thing is, when you love something and you have passion for it, you're going to have more drive for it. Okay? So, when I was younger and I worked a bunch of crappy jobs in my life, I was always considered the best worker, or at least one of the best workers in the place. And it didn't matter what I'd done. Okay? No, I didn't care nothing about these horrible jobs that I worked at. Not at all. I didn't like the job at all. But there was two things that drove me. One, I believed in myself and I believed I was worth more. And I've talked about this before, but I believed I was worth more, okay? But if you're not good enough to do the current job you're doing, then obviously you're not worth more. And my point being was, I love myself enough to have drive to come in there on time every single day of the week, never call in sick, busted ass, done my best, ended up being, no matter where I worked at, I ended up being one of the top employees, okay? Had nothing to do with the job that I was doing. It had to do with my love for myself and what I hope to accomplish in life. And that's pretty much what set my foundation for being able to have good work ethics, was how much I loved myself and how much I believed in myself. See, but then I also worked with people who didn't care about the job, and they only came because they needed to get paid. These people are the ones that call in sick all the time. These are the people that's always hiding out and you're wondering where the hell they are and they ain't working. These people are the people that come for the paycheck. They don't have no care for themselves. They believe that this is life and this is how it is. And they hate the job. And therefore, they don't give a damn about themselves. They don't give a damn about the job. They don't give a damn about what they're doing. And that's the problem. Okay? Right there. That's in everybody in the world has seen this happen, what I'm talking about. And if you haven't seen it, then you're probably the one not doing the work. You're probably the one hiding out or calling in sick every day. Okay? These people I'm talking to are the hardworking individuals that, even though they know this job is pointless, they go in every day trying to produce and be the best they can be. See, these people are the ones that have real potential, that can move up the ladder or go out there on their own and do something. See, my point being is, take that love you have for yourself and incorporate it in something that you love doing, and you're going to be unstoppable. But the biggest key, love what you're doing, or at least love yourself enough to be doing it. So I want to thank everybody on Anchor Nation for checking out this podcast. And if you're listening on iTunes and Google Play and all that, I want to thank you all too. Had a pretty good conversation here talking about doing what you love. And I want every one of you all to be remembering that. Do what you love. Don't do what you hate. Don't be 80 years old and do what you hate. Do what you love. And I promise your life will be more fulfilled, and you'll thank me later.